A terrorist plot is foiled.
The Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Mark Austin Thomas. British police say they've arrested 21 people in connection with a terrorist plot that would have caused mass murder. Britain's Home Secretary, John Reid.
The police, acting with the security service, MI5, are investigating an alleged plot to bring down a number of aircraft through mid-flight explosions, causing a considerable loss of life.
Police say the plot to blow up a number of planes on transatlantic routes involved a liquid chemical device. So the U.S. Department of Homeland Security has now banned anyone from boarding a plane carrying liquids. That includes soft drinks, hair gels, and lotions. Flights on a number of American cities were put on alert on carriers such as United, American Airlines, and Continental Airlines. British passengers like this one at Manchester Airport face long delays.
A bit scared, but you know, I'm a frequent traveller. It's just, for my opinion is that if that's what has to happen for everybody's safety, then that's fine.
Businesses are affected as well. Shares in European airlines fell on the news. Shares on British Airways opened nearly 5% lower. On U.S. borders with Mexico and Canada, truck drivers from those countries may run into complications beginning today. If they're hauling hazardous materials into the U.S., they'll have to go through a background check. The problem is they didn't get much of a heads up. Here's Marketplace's Amy Scott.
Ron Lennox agrees. Drivers carrying dangerous cargo should undergo a background check. He's vice president of trade and security with the Canadian Trucking Alliance. But Lennox would have liked a little more notice.
It takes about 6 to 8 weeks to go through the process. It's quite rigorous. Yet the official announcement in the Federal Register was only published on Monday.
The U.S. Transportation Security Administration agrees that's a problem and says it will allow some kind of grace period to give drivers more time. The TSA already requires U.S. truckers to pass a background check, but that program has met with some complaints. Martin Rojas with the American Trucking Association says not all hazmats are created equal.
I mean, if you're transporting radioactive materials, explosives, those drivers should undergo a fingerprint-based background check, but not for stuff moving Coca-Cola syrup and stuff like that.
You heard it here. Coke syrup is technically hazardous. In New York, I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.
A helping hand for public radio. Three groups announced yesterday they plan to give individuals and institutions a way to invest directly in public radio stations. Those groups are the Ford Foundation, the Calvert Social Investment Foundation, and Public Radio Capital. Their goal is to raise $15 million over the next 6 to 12 months. One of the motives in creating the fund is concern over the intense concentration of media ownership in radio. And BP says it's working with a number of suppliers in hopes of quickly amassing materials needed to replace the 16 miles of aging oil pipes in Alaska's North Slope. BP taking steps to replace those pipelines after a small leak and severe corrosion in one part of the pipes prompted the company to shut down the nation's largest oil field. The market rallied early yesterday, but it couldn't sustain it throughout the day. As a result, the Dow fell 97 points to 11,076. The Nasdaq flat at 2060, and the S&P 500 was down 5 points to 1265. This is Marketplace. Something new from fashion magazine Elle, it's a cell phone. Stacey Vanek-Smith has more.
Phoning home has never been more fabulous. The Elle Glam phone includes a chic tote and a screen that doubles as a mirror. It costs about $180. Still, the product seems a little strange coming from a fashion magazine. Howard Buford is CEO of marketing firm Prime Access. He says the cell phone market has matured, meaning most people now use them. So companies are seeing big bucks in phones that appeal to niche markets.
The real battle now is for the existing market share. And clearly this is targeted at the female youth audience, which is the largest segment and really drives the whole mobile market.
Buford says this kind of cross-branding is nothing new. Remember the Eddie Bauer Ford Explorer? I'm Stacey Vanek-Smith for Marketplace.
You're listening to the Marketplace Morning Report. It's produced and distributed by American Public Media.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Reuters. The facts, without spin, as they happen. Reuters helps you stay in the know now. The Marketplace Entrepreneurship Desk is supported by the Kauffman Foundation of Kansas City, the foundation of entrepreneurship, on the web at kauffman.org.
This is Marketplace. I'm Mark Austin Thomas. In Mexico, supporters of leftist candidate Andrés Manuel López Obrador are stepping up their protest against last month's election result. Yesterday, Obrador's supporters blocked entrance to three major foreign-owned banks, a move unlikely to reassure foreign investors. Felipe Calderón has been judged the winner by the country's electoral tribunal. Speaking to elected officials, Calderón urged reconciliation.
Que necesito que me auxilien a construir una atmósfera de comprensión.
He appealed for an atmosphere of understanding, tolerance, and reconciliation that would allow the country to move on. I spoke earlier to reporter Frank Contreras in Mexico City. He described the latest protests.
Well, the demonstrators have been pulling off surprise protests. They took over several headquarters of international banks, for example. The banks tell me that they're operating normally, but it's certainly a message to foreign investors, namely these big banks, and the protesters are saying that this political crisis will affect them too. Also, the protesters took control of a number of toll booths on important highways leading into Mexico City. That cost companies operating the booths and the government about $70,000. So we're not really talking about a great deal of money on the scale of things here. But the message was certainly aimed at the government. The protesters are saying that they could block off important highways, thus affecting transportation of goods and people into Mexico City.
How are foreign businesses responding to all of this?
Well, they're being very cautious, really, at this stage. There's a sense that this could definitely affect foreign business, foreign investment here. I spoke with Jonathan Heath. He's the chief economist of HSBC, the big British bank, and their headquarters here. Here's what he said.
López Obrador, right now at this point, cannot be considered, I think, a presidential candidate anymore. He's transforming and he's becoming a leader of a social movement. And also the first actions that he has carried out, creating all these civil disobedient movements, have actually made him lose some of the support.
Mr. Heath represents the concerns of international investors and business here in Mexico, Mark.
What was the strategic reason for picking these three foreign banks as the focus of the blockade or sit-ins?
These, of course, are the major banks owned by U.S. companies and European companies. So the message is really very clear that this is going to affect businesses at a very small scale and at the very largest scale, especially if this protest drags on.
Do you get any sense that the average citizen is fed up with Obrador and wishes he would just move on?
There are people who are certainly fed up with all of this. The traffic, you know, slowing things down, people trying to get to their offices, they're having to walk great distances now. And many other people are concerned that that the election has to come off as looking clean. If it's not, this could be a major setback for Mexico. We could go back 20 years to the times when people had the perception that elections were not clean. All that is at stake at this stage.
Thanks a lot, Frank.
Thank you, Mark.
American Public Media.
Newsflash, oil's expensive.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.